Zach Williams, we touched on earlier, given a one-match ban. We got a call yesterday. I don't think either of us, well, I hadn't seen the incident at that point. There was a melee, obviously, in the Carlton-Adelaide game that involved a number of players. And in that melee, Zach Williams has picked up Ben Keys, at least by the back of the jumper there, and slammed his head into the fake turf section along the perimeter there, along the boundary line at Marvel Stadium. So he was given a one-match sanction. It was intentional conduct, low impact, high contact. So that's a one-match ban. Did they get that right?
Well, I can't believe people are arguing the opposite. Of course they got that right.
Or is it enough then? I'll reframe the question.
I don't know if it's enough, but I think you're starting with a suspension for me I'm really comfortable with. There's a bit of feedback on Twitter last night, you know, Mark Alvey and his mates, who don't agree. They think that it was insufficient force and the level of contact with the turf wasn't enough to constitute a suspension. Well, I'm not sure whether you wait till someone gets absolutely concussed and knocked out and, you know, laying flat on the ground, which would be a horrible look for the game. The Tom Stewart rub in the face or the shoulders into the ground, head into the ground force on Cameron was one that was thrown back at me, which I think all of these things go in the same basket.
Yeah.
They're non-football acts. I think you've got to – we've got to have a look at the MRO.
Do you think Carlton will appeal?
Do I think they'll appeal? What? How could you appeal that? How do you get off?
They might say low. They might say below. I'm just playing devil's advocate. They might say below the force required for a reportable offence.
I'd be asking. So you mean subconcussive? You mean just a head knock?
Peter's in Essendon. He wants to talk about Zach Williams. Welcome to the show, Pete.
Yes. Good morning, David. I called you yesterday about the high head.
Yep.
To protect the head. These knuckleheads, they don't get it, do they, David? I mean, getting a guy's head and pushing it against the turf. I mean, what are we waiting for, like you said, David? I mean, that should have been 4 weeks. Make a stance. We've got to protect their head right down to the junior levels. It's very serious, like you say, David. When are they going to make a stance, David?
Well, I don't know is the answer. Most of these things have sort of just slipped through. I do think at the end of the season, we need to sit down as the AFL need to get the MRO matrix, the table sorted, and come up with an area that are non-football acts, and have the ability to upgrade or elevate certain things that are just not. This is not part of our game. This is outside of what you would consider. So the who was it that speared Wiedering in the back? I'm just trying to think of who it was.
Was it Fogarty?
It was Fogarty. Yeah. So
that wasn't great.
That wasn't great.
But it was a bit like the Ben King elbow to the back of the head a few weeks ago, and there was another player who did the same thing, Tex Walker, I think it was. Yep. They give him some grace in the marking contest, don't they? Significant grace.
But I still think that's sort of it's part of the game. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
So I'm comfortable with that game.
Seems like there's more tolerance with that than there is for a lot of things, though, isn't it, in the marking contest?
Yeah.
They're given more benefit of the doubt.
As soon as it starts as a melee and you push someone's head into the ground, with nothing to do with the general play, nothing to do with a football decision, then I think you run the risk of being suspended, and I'm glad they have.